As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's good, San Diego? Welcome in to Gwen and Chris on this Thursday off day afternoon. Same time zones, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. A lot of news to get to. We got a short show because Thursday night football pops off right here on 97.3 The Fan. Dolphins, Bills, at it here tonight.
Yeah,
we'll have that game right here on this radio
station.
Yeah. And Chris Ello's team is in action tonight.
I'm excited. I'm trying to play it down a little bit, but yeah, for a lot of people, this is a glorious day. You know, San Diego State's in the Pac-12, and we'll see where that leads us. For others, it's a day to rest, and then you know, the Padres are off, and everybody else in the wild card race is off, so we can take a deep breath today before the stretch run. But for me today, it's Bills Day. And that doesn't mean paying bills. It means trying to beat the Bills. The Dolphins never seem to beat the Bills. I think they've lost 11 of the last 12. And I read something today that concerned me a great deal about tonight's game. In the last 5 years, Josh Allen has been NFL Player of the Week 5 times following a game against the Dolphins. So he hasn't just beaten them. He's played insanely well that many times, and they've had no answer for him, and that's why they can't beat Buffalo. So we will see what happens tonight. But there are bigger things to talk about today, Tony. I think it's kind of an exciting day for San Diego State fans. I don't know exactly where it's going to lead us, but you know, to me, having the Pac-12 name attached is better than Mountain West, and it's a step, and we'll see where we go.
We'll talk about that in a sec. Let's, of course, start with our beloved Padres. They split the 2-game Vetter Cup out in Seattle.
My God, Scraby, it was one loss. It's all right.
Seattle takes the cup.
Yeah, they got the
for
series
the 2024
year.
Season, and the Padres lose a little ground. They lose the top spot only for a half a game with the Diamondbacks, who are in action. They don't actually have their off day until, I believe, next week. So we will stay a game ahead of them, at least in how many played, until that time. So, you know, the Padres lose a tough one. Quite frankly, Brian Wu had it going. I mean, this is one of the, first of all, Mariners have the best pitching in all of baseball due to their starting pitching. Padres got to one of their really good ones the day before. This is another one of their good ones, and he got to them last night. Although Fernando Tatis Jr. ruined the festivities with a 116-mile-per-hour laser beam out to left. He also took a run off the board. It wasn't enough for the Padres, unfortunately. And they'll get ready for this series here in San Francisco, Chris.
Yeah, you're in San Fran getting ready, and they're going to be crucial games, and I think we'll talk more about it, you know, tomorrow. But, you know, the loss last night, you know, a couple things. You're right. Brian Wu, that's the story. I mean, when you retire the first 19 guys, it's going to be hard to win that game. The biggest surprise of all was that he ended up walking somebody in the seventh inning, and the Mariners were so distressed by that, they immediately took him out of the game. it was only his 10th walk of the season. And, you know, when you're throwing strikes, you'd think a team like the Padres that, you know, makes contact against a guy like this would, you know, put the ball in play and find some holes. But there are certain nights where baseball just takes that away. You don't get anything to fall in. And so, you know, it was their night. Cronenworth makes an error on a play that, you know, personally, I'll be comfortable with him trying to make about 1,000 times in a row. He dropped the throw. And, you know, they didn't get the call on the replay. You know, in a perfect world, maybe they could have said he had control of that ball. But I hate to say I kind of agreed with the overrule there. And
I did too.
Yeah, so, you know, that's good. Look, the first game of the season they lost because a ball bounced through Cronenworth's glove.
That hasn't happened since.
Man, glove gate. It seems like 5 years ago.
I know. And I mean, a play like that to me is a one-off. I'm not expecting that. And I know people say, well, you know, you change the – you put Bogey at short, and Crony's at second, and now the defense is terrible. It's not. It's a play that he'll make every time. But he didn't make it last night, and so that's a win for Seattle. But I will say this. It did cause me, for the first time, Tony, to actually check the remaining schedules of the Mets and the Braves and the Diamondbacks. And I know the Padres' remaining schedule. And, you know, I want to see where everybody stands. I mean, to me, it's exciting. I obviously don't want it to be close, but I'd like to, you know, cruise into the playoffs. But that's not going to happen. They're going to have to play well the next 3 weeks. And, you know, I think the Mets have a toughest schedule. They play the Phillies 7 times. They also play the Braves. The Diamondbacks play the Brewers 7 times. And so, you know, the schedule, the other teams are going to take their losses down the stretch, but the Padres got to make sure they take fewer of them.
A couple of things. I think it's important to remember that this feeling that everybody's feeling, the Diamondback fans are feeling this, the Mets fans are feeling this, the Braves fans are certainly feeling it. And everybody else who's chasing this wild card, the only time you're honestly probably like comfortable is if you're winning your division.
Right.
And so ultimately, you have to go out and you got to take it. And that's the case for not just the Padres, but that's for everybody. The Padres are just better positioned to take it than everybody else. And so, you know, this was never going to be easy. I know. And as you said, in the perfect world, Padres run away and hide with the top spot, possibly push the division to a closer, and it just you're in, right? But I don't think it was ever going to come to that, especially when the thought was, you know, you win 85 games, you'll have a chance to get in at the very beginning of the season. It wasn't going to be like that. And now that it's, you know, upwards of probably 90 plus games, it's still not going to be like that. And so Padres just have to play well down the stretch. You are not likely in 2024 going to back into the playoffs. It just seems very unlikely at
right.
this point.
Even though their lead is 2.5 right now over the Braves, they really don't have to play extraordinary down the stretch, the Padres. You know, 10-5, even I think 9-6 will probably do it. I hesitate to do those things because they're going to just take every game one at a time and try to win them all. But, you know, 9-6, going to force the Braves to play about 800 baseball down the stretch, or the Mets or the Diamondbacks, or all of them are going to have to. And remember, the Padres only have to hold off one of those teams. They don't have to hold off all three. And so that's, you know, in their favor. And I still think the Padres have a, you know, as good of, if not the better roster going here. They've got the, you know, Darvish is back in the fold now starting. And, you know, Perez takes a little paternity leave, but when he comes back, he's pitching well. And I'm throwing Cease on Friday. And I feel good every time I go out there with one of these Padres starters. And I feel good with the bullpen. And I know they're going to score runs. They're not going to get, you know, shut down like they did last night, I don't think, too often. So I still feel pretty comfortable about it.
Yeah.
But enough, you know, enough to, you know, look around the landscape.
It was funny. Jesse and I had a conversation. I don't know if you guys heard during the game, and it was about how for like the first – and you and I talked about it on the show. First, like, I don't know, three months of the season, we talked about like the small margin for error that the Padres had. And we get to this point in the season, and without a doubt, that margin has widened because the offense is as good as it is on a pretty consistent basis. But the foundation is still the foundation. Good pitching and defense. Those are going to set you up for that offense to do its thing. And then last night's game, that they didn't get those. They didn't get start that they have been accustomed to get, and they didn't get the defense. And for defense, it could just be one play that changes it for your ball club. And so I say that to say, even down the stretch, even though the margin for error has widened, their foundation is still their foundation. They're going to need good starting pitching, and they're going to need good defense on most nights to give them, make them victorious.
Yeah, and so I think they're going to get that stuff.
I do too, 100%. It was just the best of or the worst of both worlds, right? I mean, their pitcher was at the tippy top of his game, and the Padres didn't get those two things in that particular game.
Yeah, I get it. Another thing about Michael King, I think he's pitching, you know, phenomenal ball. I think there's somewhere, you know, some metric had him as a, you know, honestly, a top 10 pitcher in baseball this year based on all of his analytics. You know what I think about analytics, but it does at least underscore the point that he's been great and he's been somebody you could rely on. The one area where Michael King has not been reliable this year is allowing unearned runs. He's allowed a bunch of unearned runs, and he allowed three of them last night. It wasn't his fault, right? I mean, Cronenworth made the error. But I'd like to see Michael King be able to bear down a little bit in those situations. It's not always easy to do. You give a major league team an extra out. In this case, you almost gave him two extra outs because it would have been a double play most likely to end the inning. But, you know, I need to come through there. I need to get these next couple of guys and get us out of the inning and get back in the dugout. And, you know, everything's going to add up here down the stretch. I mean, I'm not trying to pick on King. He's been, you know, like I said, he's been one of the best we've got. But everybody's going to have everybody's back as well down the stretch. And I don't know if he's the kind of guy that tends to get down a little bit when an error or two is made behind him. Statistically, it says that has happened to him this year. That's all I'm saying.
I don't disagree with that. I think he doesn't disagree with that. Out after error is a statement that he uses often.
Yeah.
And it's really to remind him that he has to bear down. But the mere fact that, at least, especially in the last three starts, his defense has failed him. I don't think there is any getting around it. That's certainly, you know, when that happens to a specific pitcher over and over and over again, the onus is although you want you need the pitcher to be able to kind of settle back down and get the next guy. That defense overall, with him on the bump, certainly has to almost have a little bit more hyper focus when he's on it, because that's becoming a kind of a thing when he's on the mound.
Yeah.
There's a pitcher every year that gets a ton of run support, and there's another pitcher in the rotation that gets none. The ironic part is he's also the guy who gets the most run support, I believe, in that rotation. But he's also they're also giving some of those runs right back with the errors that they're making. So
the other last thing
he's been great though.
Yeah, he has. And I feel confident with every pitcher the Padres send out there. The one guy I've lost complete confidence in though is Luis Arraez. He had one hit last night. What's the matter with this guy?
Trade him.
Yeah. I mean, like everybody else, I understand why everybody's traded him.
Finally come to the dark side.
Yeah, come to the dark side on a rise. He came up to bat there in the eighth inning, and he was 0-for-3, and I'm like, what? That's not possible. But it just goes to show, man.
It shows you how good Brian Wu was. He was Luis Arraez isn't getting hits.
Yeah, the guy was out. Come on, 19-for-19. I think this is kind of silly because they lost the game in a lot of ways, people might think. But I'm glad they did not get no hit. I'm glad they did not get perfect gamed. You see Dylan Cease throws that no hitter. It gave the team a big lift. And I think getting no hit can have the opposite effect. So I'm glad we don't have to have that to carry through an off day. And, Fernando took care of that. And, it did come in a loss, but his catch in right field, Tony, you can talk about how difficult that was. This is a platinum glove type play. And, I thought he made almost a better play the night before when he threw the guy out running to his right from right center field. You don't see outfielders do that. So those two plays, stars for Fernando there.
Yeah, that's the easier of the plays. The timing of the jump and the height of that ball, and that's not he didn't like put his foot in the wall. That was just straight vert that he went up and just kind of snatched it and brought it back.
Yeah.
That's a really difficult play to, especially on the corners. Center field, a lot of times the ball is like straight. When the ball's hit to the corners, it's got either some pull on it or it's got a little fade on it.
Right.
And so he had to, and it was a right-handed hitter. It was a Rosarena. So
it had that kind of,
it kind of had that fade, which is why he ended up, I think, falling, because it almost like he had to go backwards to catch it, it was an amazing play. I mean, Tati is, you just feel, I think that I haven't been like vexed about this whole thing because I just feel like Manny and Tati, like they know what time it is. They know, like Luis, they know we're down to like the big boy time of the year. And so I fully expect that all the guys from Luis to Jerickson, those first six in that lineup, I think they know what time it is. And that includes Jackson. So I just feel good about the dogs that the Padres are going to throw out there on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, I think the real news of the day, San Diego State getting the invitation officially to join the Pac-12. We'll talk about a little bit about what that means. We've got a couple guests coming on to talk about. Kirk Kenny, UT, definitely will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Sean Cole, the San Diego State baseball coach, will come on in the 3 o'clock hour, talk about what this means for their particular sport as we set a new trail here at San Diego State. This starts in 2026. We'll get into it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm thrilled for San Diego State, our fans, our alumni, our donors. Whew. You know, we've worked hard for this, and we have invested in San Diego State. Our institution has invested. I've told donors forever, the academic institution has to improve as much as the athletic institution, and credit to President De La Torre. Credit to the previous presidents, provosts, deans, faculties, our students. The academic institution's amazing. The athletic department over the last, 12, 15 years, Jim Stirk's leadership. I was fortunate to work with Jim. All that we've accomplished, we have the best combined football and men's basketball record in Division I. I'm so happy. I'm so proud for our fan base, our alumni, our donors, that we have this opportunity to go into the Pac-12, to create this new Pac-12, and the opportunities that it's going to provide us.
J.D. Wicker out at Snapdragon Stadium today, where they had a press conference. Big doings at San Diego State on Montezuma Mesa. We are all Aztecs for life around here, except for Scraby. And I think it's a big day for San Diego State. They've been trying to get into the Pac-12 for a long time. Obviously, they were almost there a few years ago. Actually, I think they were there until I don't know what happened. And USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington jumped ship. But, JD's been really – this has been kind of a big goal. And for this school – it just looks great. It looks great. Now, what does it all mean? Look, there's San Diego State's in, and Colorado State, Fresno State, and Boise State are joining them. But there's only two teams in the Pac-12 to join at the moment, Oregon State and Washington State. Now, none of this actually takes place for until the 26-27 season, so not this year, not next year, but the year after that. And I think, Tony, you know, this is far better than the status quo for San Diego State to finally be attached to the Pac-12 brand. But let's see what they can do with this. Not San Diego State, but let's see what the Pac-12 can do with this now that they have the makings of a conference. Can they go out and steal, you know, a couple of big name schools from somewhere else? It seems like all is fair and love and war out there in college sports these days. So everybody stole teams from the Pac-12. Maybe they can do the same thing. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a great article in The Athletic written by a guy named Stuart Mandel. He's kind of...
Yeah, Stuart's good. He's been around a long time.
He kind of highlights the whole scenario. This is obviously less about revenue than it is about the golden ticket. And what is the golden ticket? That's one of those spots in the playoff.
In the college football playoff.
Right. And so... you know, this article kind of lays out the idea that this is not about money like most of the moves that we've seen. This is more about that playoff spot. However, as Chris just mentioned, the Pac-2 right now, with this addition, only leaves it to a Pac-6. You need 8 to qualify. Now, the Pac-12 has this 2-year grace period where they get to kind of try to figure out how they get those 8 teams in there. Now, there's a bunch of scenarios, right? Air Force, UNLV have been talked about. There's talks of moving into Texas with, I think, San Antonio and North Texas possibly being a part of that. But there is the scenario still that a team like the Big 12 could get plucked.
Sure.
Or like Boise State could get plucked to go to a place like the Big 12. So there is a lot of, I guess, you know, the term balls in the air going right now for the Pac-6, as we call it right now.
Yeah.
So, but either way, I think for San Diego State, it's a risk worth taking because right now they're stuck in the Mountain West. And you know, I don't think anybody sees – that conference elevating beyond where it is right now. And that's with
where it's always been. Yeah.
Right. It's with the success of the teams that are now leaving. I think it's a risk worth taking for sure.
They've got to do this. You know, I'm really excited that they've done it. And, you know, you talk about stealing teams, which is, you know, the word they would not use, but I will. Look, why does Kansas and Kansas State, why are they married to the Big 12? Why is, you know, BYU's over there, but maybe they want to come back to the West. Arizona and Arizona State, Utah, they're all in the Big 12 right now. Every one of those schools has to travel at least once a year to West Virginia and once a year to Central Florida. You know, why do that when there's a Pac-12 hoping to get back together and BYU and Arizona State could come back there? Look, everybody's got a weird situation. I'm just saying I've got to look into those things if I'm the
It's a great point because, you know, on one end you look at it like why would those teams leave the conferences that seemingly have more stability and certainly TV contracts for the extra money? However, if the Pac-6 can keep that golden ticket that they have by adding the conferences, what would stop one of those teams from being like, well, it's in their minds, and this is in their minds thinking, well, this is a much easier conference to get through and get to the playoff. So maybe we should do something.
Yeah,
like
let's
along
go.
These
if you're
lines.
Arizona State, Arizona, say let's win the Pac-12. And get into the tournament. Cal and Stanford are obviously probably the dream scenario to get them back out here.
Right,
it's ridiculous that they're traveling to Wake Forest
instead of the All Coast Conference.
Yeah, right. You know, so you'd like to believe that they would wise up, and you know, maybe this weekend's football game at Cal is a preview of future Pac-12 games. I'll tell you, two more schools I would call if I'm the Pac-12, and that's Florida State and Clemson. I know they're off the chart, but to me, you have to think big to be big, and both Florida State and Clemson have been suing the ACC for about 5 years now. I can't believe that's a great relationship.
Yeah, but are they suing to get into the other big conferences?
I don't know what they're doing, but
and the Pacific Coast Conference.
Hey, look, conference is all over the country right now, Scrape. You know that as much as I do.
Like,
so
the Big Ten is like actually has like 18 teams in
sure,
it right
I mean,
now.
If the Big Ten goes from USC to Rutgers. That is coast to coast. So, yeah, I have no problem. And if you were, let's just say it's not going to happen, but if you got Florida State and Clemson, then you can start talking about really getting some big schools and make this thing, you know, a legit thing again. So, but you had to start with this move. And let's be excited by this. Boise State is a legit program. Yeah, Fresno State, Colorado State, I'm okay with that. Just get yourself aligned under that Pac-12 banner, and I think something good can come of it. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Here's the critic talking, okay?
Go right ahead, Mr. Critic.
Pac-12 is just a glorified Mountain West.
Well, look, the Big 12 is a glorified...
It's the Mountain West with branding.
The Big 12 right now is a glorified Mountain West, AAC, and everything else.
But the Big 12 has
Tony. What big schools does the Big 12 have left? Oklahoma and Texas are long gone.
No, I know, but...
So who's big
schools
there?
Schools like North Texas do not excite me.
I didn't say they would, but...
I know, but you guys were saying they join the conference.
But should UCF and Cincinnati excite people in the Big 12? Do you think anybody's running out to see those teams? No, they're not. They're just trying to get teams. They're trying to get members try to stay legit. Right. So I don't see why the Pac-12, now that they're heading in this direction, can keep heading in this direction and make a better landing spot for some of these schools.
Listen, can I say this? Having the better branding is not a bad thing, Scrape. I think that's a great thing. The fact is, the Mountain West doesn't have the branding that the Pac-12 or two
has. Yeah, you mentioned Pac-12, people know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's worth something in this realm that we're speaking of right now, in terms of that Pac-12 still has that golden ticket that they're hanging on to, should they be able to get to 8 again. And so that alone is more valuable than anything that the Mountain West has to offer, I think, at this point.
Couldn't agree more, Tony. And I brought up Kansas and Kansas State, but don't forget about basketball. I mean,
what's happening
with that?
Their basketball being the Pac-12, but you can't tell me that Kansas wouldn't mind being in a conference with San Diego State, you know, as opposed to going again to UCF.
Now you have to get Gonzaga in this conference.
Well,
for
but
basketball.
That would be basketball only. Yeah, and look, there's a lot of different ways you can go, but at least there's ways you can go now.
Right.
What
there's
Tony
some,
was
there's
saying,
some direction.
They were kind of sitting in no man's land in the Mountain West Conference, and they've probably been sitting there for another 15 years. So,
one quick point. The article does point out that, as Chris said, Florida State and Clemson are like pie in the sky. But they are hoping that the Cal and Stanford issue, who was in the AC, that's their dream scenario, is obviously to get those two teams back. However, in the time frame they have with the exemption, they may not get an answer on those two teams in time. So that's kind of where they stand on that.
Hey, I was just bringing up the other side of the. I'm getting blamed right now, not by you guys, but by like Twitter and all this other stuff.
You're being
just
fun.
Be happy, Scraby.
Well,
S C R A B B E Y.
They still haven't figured it out.
And that's fine, but I took offense to that spelling for some reason.
Scrabby.
And just so you know, in their minds, they're calling you Scrabby. This hour is brought to you by California Department of Transportation, eastbound Interstate 8. This is something you may want to know. Eastbound Interstate 8 will close from Jackson Drive to Route 67. That is this Friday at 9 p.m. That's a long stretch of closure there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to close through 5 a.m. Monday, September 16th. So you're not going to get through there if you're going East County. Follow the detour signs on Route 125 if you're in the area. Then give yourself more time to reach your destination. A valuable little tip from Uncle Chris here.
I called the city of Carlsbad about the light that's in front of my house that wouldn't change anymore, and they do not care. They do not care.
Bringing up a story that nobody remembers.
The stoplight outside of my house had a laser that was working perfect. You pull up, it changes. Now you got to roll back and forth. You got to flash your brights. You have to like jump out of the car, basically. Called Carlsbad. They gave me the, here, I'm going to transfer you here. Then I'm going to transfer you there. And then I'm going to anyway, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I can relate. It was a couple years ago. Might have been last year, but a couple years ago, the light, you know, the street light in front of our house, like, went out. And so, like, I didn't, it took a little bit for it to, like, be a nuisance, where it was just like, dang, it's dark out here, before I actually called the city.
I
called the city, I left a message, and, like, I want to say, like, 7 months later, it got fixed. And it was,
7 months, and that's pretty good.
And I didn't even know it was fixed. It was like, oh. The lights fix.
Seven and a half months. Yeah, obviously, Scraby, the city reacts to the Gwynn family a lot quicker than the Scraby family.
Yeah, if it's anything like that, I'm going to be waiting like 3 years for this laser to get recalibrated.
I don't know, man. Carlsbad, that's a, you know. That's
and we're
saying,
not even, maybe. Like, they probably don't even care about us because we're on the edge of Carlsbad. We're basically, you walk across the street.
The edge of Carlsbad.
You walk across the street and you're in Encinitas, and that's not a joke. So they don't care about us over there. Are the light's probably in Encinitas. I got to check the zoning now.
Sounds to me like you're kind of putting the people of Encinitas down, frankly.
Why am I putting them down?
Well, you're exactly saying I am in Carlsbad, but across the street is Encinitas. It's not as good?
Trying to divide us up, ain't you, Scrape?
I cannot wait.
Gonna get the people of Encinitas boycotting the program.
If there's a mayor
now.
Of Carlsbad listening right now, will you please get it fixed?
Dividing us up already.
Okay, we got Kirk Kenny next.
Kirk Kenny talking more about the San Diego State's big move today. When we come back,
2:42 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Kirk Kenny joining us here shortly. White Sox trying to stave off history. Ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to have to do something I believe they haven't done all year.
Win a game?
Going into yesterday, I think they needed to finish 9-6.
Oh, God, that's not happening.
In order to avoid the record, yeah. I don't think they've had a run like that all season long.
Not even close. I mean, they've only won 32 games the whole time. 33.
History could be on its way. Before the end of the
hopefully
season.
Hopefully the Padres will contribute to that history because we still play them
that. They're
going
to need to contribute to that history.
Yes, they
are. We're going to need them to contribute at least two of them boys to the the history.
Maybe all three.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their saving calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. Kirk Kenny joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Kirk, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. What's going on today, guys?
Can't think of anything.
There's you know, same old here in San Diego and in all of California. Now, obviously, hey. Pac, go ahead.
Can I interrupt once for a second? I want to try and make Gravy's life easier.
Oh, what do you got for me?
So when I come to lights that just won't change, I wait a reasonable amount of time.
What's
I
reasonable?
Look both ways, and I continue on with life.
He just goes.
Oh, he's telling me to forget about it. Oh, he just goes. I see.
Yes, he just goes.
Someone did send me a message saying that if a light is stuck and you are safe and it's no cars in your view, then you can go. But I don't believe that person.
It's illegal. That's illegal.
Yeah, but you know what?
Kirk, what is a reasonable time?
One potato, two potatoes, three potatoes.
Only three potatoes, huh?
And if you're real conservative, you do Mississippi's.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'll just give you a little extra time.
No, but this is like it will be counting up to like 90 Mississippi's by the time
Let me ask you this. This is a far better subject. Scraby, we've already talked about the Aztecs. Scraby, how long would you sit at that light
I have sat
without
there.
It changing?
That was my next question.
Before you finally said, you know, that's it, I got to go.
A minute. A minute or a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Like, if no cars are coming, I understand if there are cars coming and it doesn't
that's
change.
Different.
That's,
no, but
that's different.
Right.
Last night I went to go get gas at like 8 something.
Right.
And it wouldn't change. And so I waited a minute. Anyway.
I'm just saying, man, you're a criminal. That's all I'm saying, man.
Never mind us calling the Carlsbad people to fix the light. We're going to call the police department to give you a ticket.
Criminal. All right, let's jump back. Let's jump back to the Pac-2 now six. Kirk, I mean, this has been talked about for a while. It seemed like it had gone away, but clearly conversations were happening behind the scenes because this seemingly kind of came out of nowhere. I don't recall hearing anything about this until yesterday. What's your take on this move for the Aztecs, and do you know anything about how it came about?
Well, I do think it hit critical mass fairly quickly, like within 72 hours, because the Mountain West commissioner was in San Diego on Saturday for the football game, and Mark Ziegler of our paper spoke with her and did a story and spoke to J.D. Wicker, and none of this was broached. Not that they'd be sharing everything at that moment, but I really think this kind of in some ways came out of nowhere. Big news in some ways. In other ways, it's like, oh, okay, finally. It's been very interesting for me to gauge reaction. I've seen some people who are excited and others are just kind of shrugging their shoulders. And I've been trying to really collect my thoughts on how I feel. And the best I can come up with at this point is I feel like I've been driving a car that's got 120,000 miles on it. And now I don't have a new car, but I've got one with about 42,000 miles on it.
That feels like a new
he
car.
He always has a great way of explaining things.
You know, I would like you to write that in your story tomorrow, Kirk, and let all of us try to deal with it.
All right,
Kirk Kenny.
Well, I'm still deciding on the mileage of what I'm driving. But,
the newer car, yeah,
yeah, gotcha. The newer car.
Yeah, I don't think.
But,
it's...
Well,
go ahead.
So I'm old enough that I remember when it was the Pac-8 and the Aztecs were trying to get in the late '70s, mid to late '70s. And they took Arizona and Arizona State.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, fans have been clamoring from them to get in the Pac-12. And even a couple of years ago, you know, if they made it, a lot of it was to play against USC and UCLA. Well, then they're leaving. Well, okay. Well, Oregon and Washington and Utah and the two Arizonas are still left. Oh, no. Now they're gone. So to me, that just takes a lot of the energy out of it. But at the same time, if you stand pat with the Mountain West, I don't really see that conference going anywhere. So I think this gives you a chance. And especially when we see, you know, who the players to be named later are in this when they get up to 8 or 9 teams, I think they will be in a better spot.
Kirk is with us. Kirk Kenny, our guy at San Diego State. And, Kirk, let me just touch on something that Mark Ziegler did write about earlier this week. And that was J.D. Wicker kind of coming out and saying, look, we actually had a chance to go to the Big 12, but the offer was ridiculous. They weren't going to give us any money, TV revenue, no revenue. We're going to get half the split. And he's, you know, he deemed that to be, you know, just something not worth accepting at all. Talk a little bit about that and whether, you know, how bad of a deal would have that been for the Aztecs and why this is better for them.
Well, I think you ought to have always been chasing teams that were on substantially better footing. And, well, like, look at Cal and Stanford in the ACC. I think they're getting about $10 million, which is half to a third maybe of what the other schools are getting. That just wouldn't sit well with me. It's like if I'm going to be,
exactly.
I always relate it also to being in a, you know, at a country club. If some guys get to play 18 holes and I only get to play 9, I just don't think that would sit well with me, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I think some of that would have been with the Big 12. So I think you're looking for whatever's the best deal, what's more financially feasible, and I think that's what they've done.
Kirk Kenny joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Kirk, you talked a little bit about, you know, when the players to be named later join. I mean, we've seen some of the teams floated out there. It seems as though their dream scenario, obviously, is to get Cal and Stanford back, but the timing of that may not really line up. Who do you see as the best fits for not only the conference, but, you know, the teams that are joining the conference?
So first off, Cal and Stanford, I think what some people are looking at is what happens with Florida State and Clemson. If they are able to free themselves of the conference and it collapses, that then frees up Stanford and Cal to come back. From some things I understand, I don't know how eager Stanford would be because I think they look down on most of the schools that are going to be in this new Pac-12.
They look down on every school, though, don't they? I mean, they're Stanford. Please.
Well, Ziegler went to Stanford, so I have to tread lightly sometimes when I speak of the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, but at some point, you know, I think you have to face some reality too, and like, what's the best thing for your school, even if it means, you know, being somewhere you don't necessarily want to be. As far as some of the other names being mentioned, like I asked a specific question today: would you like to keep this to be a West Coast conference? And they, neither JD nor Adela De La Torre would specify that. They want it, they said they want the schools that make the most sense and are the best fit, and help the conference be the strongest it can be, which tells me they're going to be looking across the country and what schools profile the best. It is kind of crazy now when I hear somebody mention UTSA, which 5 years ago, could you even have said who that is?
No.
So,
no.
I, you know, when somebody who's a hot school now, are they really going to be a hot school 5 or 10 years from now? I don't know.
Great point.
Yeah, Kirk's with us. It's a big day at San Diego State, and the Aztecs are finally in the Pac-12. Maybe it's not the perfect scenario, but I agree with you, Kirk. Those who are kind of looking at this is a better than a lateral move. It just is, and, you know, where they can take it from here, well, they can take it somewhere. We don't know where it's going to be, so let's wait on that. But if they stayed in the Mountain West, that clearly was not going to go anywhere. We got a couple of minutes with you. They're playing Cal this week. I said maybe this is a preview of a Pac-12 game in the future, but football at Cal, quarterback hurting. Give me a quick preview of this one for Sean O'Neill's team. Or Sean,
well, they come
Sean
in
Lewis's
about...
team, Sean O'Neill. Sean O'Neill, the former writer in Escondido. Sorry about that.
Right.
Sean Lewis's team.
It's funny you say that, because I did that exact thing earlier this week.
Oh, you did?
Well, you know what part of the problem is, too? Their quarterback's name is Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
I'm wondering if that's what gets it introduced. Anyway, so Danny O'Neill hurt his knee last Saturday against Oregon State, and he's not been able to practice fully, so he's been a question mark. And if he can't go, then they'd have one of the backups would go. And so we'll probably see that decision might come as late as, you know, just before game time, that we'll really actually find out who the starter is. They have to come in as a 19-point underdog, which seems kind of understandable with Cal coming off an upset win over Auburn and the Aztecs being shut out last week. But we'll see. They still have some good skill guys at San Diego State and have a good running back in Marquez Cooper. And we'll see if they can put it together a little bit more this week.
Aztecs back in action, taking on Cal Berkeley. Kirk, appreciate you coming on, man. This has been insightful in terms of kind of hearing what's going on with the Pac-6, Pac-2, however you want to call it. I know I'm excited just from the standpoint that we got a chance to do something. It seemed like
right.
Mountain West just kind of had run its course. We'll check in with you down the line, Kirk. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys, remember, always look both ways.
And then put your foot on the gas.
Kirk Kitty, Union Tribune, always a joy to have on.
By the way, Aztec football game Saturday night, just for people who care about stuff like this, on the main ESPN network. Big night for the
Believe
Aztecs
it.
Saturday.
Hopefully, believe it.
Hopefully they'll
score some points.
Hopefully they'll perform okay. Yeah.
See,
yeah, you hate to be on the national stage and lay a clunker, right?
Exactly. I don't know the financials, but what Kirk said about not going to the Big 12 makes sense to me. It does. I mean, you don't want to just be the worst of a good conference and just continue to get beat up on, right?
Right, because then you just end up the dormant the whole time. So you don't there. You're trying to keep it's an interesting balance, right? You're trying to keep your prestige of your school, and you're also trying to be in a conference with prestige, right? And so if you're not getting the same cut that everybody else is, that puts you at a disadvantage. So I like that JD rolled the dice, said no on that, and it gives us another avenue, which we didn't have before.
By the way, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow at 4 p.m., JD Wicker.
Awesome. JD Wicker tomorrow, 4 p.m. Let's get to break. Daily Gambit on the other side.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.